Jackson from Lincoln School District Number 2. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Duke. Thanks for having me. Good morning to you.
Well, thank you. Absolutely appreciate you swinging by. So, well, here we are almost through the first half of the school year, about a month away from that first semester, and things still clicking along. So,
boy, we've been extremely blessed, and we feel fortunate. Today is day 59 with students, face-to-face instruction. I didn't know how optimistic to be that would actually be the case in August, but we're extremely fortunate and happy that tomorrow, as we get ready to head to Thanksgiving break, we will have completed our 60th day of face-to-face instruction this school year.
And that's been the whole goal, was stay face-to-face for as long as possible. Not every school in Wyoming has been able to do that. Of course, Teton County made their decision to take a break from face-to-face. Have there been discussions within the school district to maybe go to an online thing, or is it all still been, let's just keep going as we are?
So a couple of things, Duke. Each Tuesday morning, our school district, myself and the directors, meaning Mr. Horsley, Dr. McAdams, and Nate Westcott, we meet with Lincoln County public health officials. And then I also meet weekly with the other 47 superintendents across the state through Zoom. And so far, everybody's standing firm except Teton County. And the only reason that we would consider going into tier two or tier three would be as if we were having staffing issues, meaning that we had too many teachers and whatnot that were out with COVID-related issues that we couldn't get enough subs. And that's not the case. I'm happy to report that, we're hovering between 5 and 7 staff members that are either in quarantine or isolated any given week.
Well, considering the amount of staff members district-wide, that's...
out of 550?
Yeah.
That's
doable, right?
Yeah. We'll take that. We feel extremely fortunate.
So as things continue, have there been any changes to protocols or how things are being done? What maybe has changed since day one, now heading into day 60, as far as how things are going, or is it pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same. Our Smart Start plan was very well thought out and articulated, and we've been able to make minor adjustments on the go, but we've stayed pretty true to our Smart Start plan. And building sanitizers, extra custodial help, whatnot, seems to be working. And then our teachers have just been amazing. All of our staff's been amazing, but taking extra precautions with hand washing and students and staff staying home when they're not feeling well or have a temperature. And, things are going better than expected, to be honest with you.
I think probably the biggest changes coming forward is going to be extracurriculars, right? There's going to be changes in how many fans are allowed to attend events now that everything is moving indoors. Speech and debates, not really traveling. They're doing their stuff kind of remotely. So walk us through that process, especially now that the governor's saying 25 people is the limit. Unless you can social distance appropriately, they'll give you 100. So what's your conversations with the high schools and middle school as far as extracurriculars go?
Okay, so you're exactly right. We were able and feel very blessed and fortunate that we were able to kick off wrestling, basketball, and indoor track as well yesterday. But you're exactly right. Spectators, right now the plan is that it's 25% of your gym capacity or 100, whichever is the least. And so obviously we're at 100. That will be limited to. So Mr. Horsley and Mr. Erickson at Star Valley High have some creative ideas in place, and I think that Rob will be coming to talk to you later, and we'll be getting those out. But obviously going to be some tickets, 2 tickets to every participant, and then we'll have a few extra tickets, and Mr. Horsley's going to be raffling those off, so to speak, to the student body. I think 25 tickets for each home event. But again, we're grateful that we have SVI we have you and Dal to help us to broadcast our events, but we got to keep in mind that this is about the kids, and we're just glad that they get to participate in winter athletics and activities, and we as adults can maybe forego being live to let the parents and grandparents go. And so
I understand the difficulty with that, not being able to attend every event in person. My mantra the whole time has been, as long as the kids can play, right? Whatever we got to do to make sure they play. Because it's still ingrained in my mind, and you'll remember this very well when state basketball was canceled.
Oh, boy.
And coming home, and there was one of the players for Star Valley High School. We bumped into him and his family in Shoshone on the way home. And, things will be looking back at that time for that specific individual. Things will begin to expand, and it won't be as big of a deal later on. But at that moment, he had worked his whole life for that weekend, and it was taken away. And so as long as the kids can play, I think I agree with you. We can make all the other stuff work.
Exactly.
So,
and I was in Casper as well, been to the state spirit and dance competition the night before the state tournament was shut down, and it was devastating. I mean, it was heartbreaking, to especially for kids and families, but for all of our valley.
So you mentioned Star Valley High School specifically. Do you anticipate a similar ticket system for the middle school and Cokeville as well?
Yes, we do. And the middle school will be wrapping up girls basketball and wrestling. In fact, within the next 10 days, a week or 10 days.
Sure.
But as we move into boys basketball at the middle school and other activities, yeah, there'll be the same expectations and ticket system. Same will be true in Cokeville as well.
District 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning with us. Anything else regarding to COVID and what's going on you wanted to mention?
Obviously, it's Thanksgiving week, but I'd just like to take an opportunity to express gratitude to our staff. They've done an outstanding job this year. They typically do an outstanding job, but just with the parameters. And I don't know if people really get this, but our teachers and aides and bus drivers and food service custodians, they're all exposed multiple times a day, we anticipate anyway. And they still have great attitudes. They're coming to work and doing a great job of doing what they love to do, and that's educating kids.
Well said. Absolutely. Well, Superintendent, while we have you here, since we last talked, there's been a couple new board members that have been elected and put into the Board of Trustees since the election.
You're exactly right, and we appreciate everybody that I appreciate everybody that ran, put themselves out there and ran for the board, but we would offer a warm and hearty welcome to Darnell Simpson and also to Homer Bennett.
All right. Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning on SVI. Anything else that we missed, Superintendent?
I would just say that we've already had a training opportunity with the new board members and the existing board members last Friday, and so they're up and running.
Perfect.
Darnell and Homer are great people, and they'll do a good job, and off we go.
Strap your shoes, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network and the Weekday Wake Up.